Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with that bizarre incident and murder played out in the backseat of an Uber. Police confirm a guy riding in a cab was attacked by a pair of men who jumped into the car with him, and it wasn't until later, after the driver sped off, that he realized this guy's dead. What in the world? Mary Lynn Buckley leading the broadcast as the police search for suspects.
Police are searching for two men that ran up to a car near West 5th and Neptune Avenue in Coney Island around 6:15 Tuesday night. They ripped open the door and attacked a passenger sitting in the back before snatching his chain and running away. The Uber driver, unaware of how badly this passenger was hurt, kept driving for nearly a mile, then stopped at East 3rd and Avenue Y in Gravesend, and that's when he realized his passenger was unconscious. Police say the victim is 53-year-old Michael Shelkinchik. He was rushed to Maimonides Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. So far, no arrests have been made. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Isn't that crazy? Again, this was at West 5th Street and Neptune in Coney Island. Happened about 6 o'clock last night. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers. People are wondering, did they know the victim? Were the doors locked? Did they call for a shared ride? And was there a rear-view camera rolling inside the car to get their picture? Oh, a lot of questions. Mary Lynn will keep digging, and we'll let us know. Oh, gosh, from Hell's Kitchen, another case where a person is hauled in for allegedly injecting somebody with counterfeit Botox. Authorities say Joey Grant Luther allegedly purchased and then imported some fake Botox from China, gave it to people at his Hell's Kitchen medical spa without a license. The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged Joey with wire fraud, smuggling, and other crimes. They say he's been doing it since April of 2023 until July of last year. His arrest this morning, investigators say this guy kept on injecting people with the fakes, even after he learned that folks were getting sick and experiencing strange symptoms and botulism, it says here. The 54-year-old could get anywhere from 10 to 20 years on the yard if he is convicted. Mayor Adams says, I ain't afraid of no ghost. He's crowing today about the progress Gotham City has made to remove thousands of illegal or ghost guns off the street. Says it plays into his mantra, we're getting stuff done around here.
Since Mayor Adams took office, 20,000 illegal guns have been seized by the NYPD citywide.
1,400 of those guns were ghost guns. These ghost guns are untraceable. They're dangerous. They can be made inside someone's home.
Adams made the announcement at Harlem's 25th Precinct with Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, who said getting guns off the streets is only part of the public safety equation.
The other part, and a critical part, is ensuring that those who carry these weapons in our communities face real consequences.
Tisch said current laws make it too easy for criminals to walk free. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Harlem.
Also downtown, a big oversight hearing today over snow preparedness and the question of the hour.
Is sanitation ready to handle snow in New York City this year? That's the latest question from the Sanitation and Solid Waste Management Committee. Well, each borough has a specific plan for snow plowing and removal each year. And Sanitation's Acting Commissioner Javier Lohan says they're more prepared than ever before.
The department is now using state-of-the-art tracking and management system for snow operation, known as Blade Runner 2.0. This gives us the real-time insight in both salting and plowing operations in every corner of the city.
And they've corrected their approach from years past.
Snow equity means that every street is on a route and every route can be dispatched at the same time for snow operations.
Lohan says there are over 700 salt spreaders, 2,500 plows, and enough salt to turn our city into the largest plate of French fries. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh, sure, Amanda. Make us hungry. Toss in the French fries, why don't you? In other news, somebody stole a dog from a lady's front yard in Newark. The animal taken from in front of a house in the 100 block of Norfolk Street about 3:30 Saturday. The owner says she left her Shih Tzu poodle mix out to roam a little bit in the front yard. Next thing she knew, poof, dog's gone. Yeah, looked at her surveillance camera and saw some joker snatching the dog and walking off south on Norfolk. If you know anything about it, they want you to call the Crime Stoppers tip line at 877-695-8477. Folks, that lady is heartbroken. Please help her get her dog back. It's like a family member, for heaven's sakes. Who would do that? Uh-oh, they've detected the bird flu now in some poultry at a farm on Long Island. So what does that mean for us, Larry Mullins?
Health department officials are at the duck farm here in Suffolk County testing the dozens of employees for the bird or avian flu. Right now, none of the employees are sick. Health Commissioner Dr. Gregson Pickett says every duck will have to be euthanized.
The remedy is to put the entire flock down. In this particular incident, it's over 100,000.
This started 1 week ago. Some of the ducks began dying. A veterinarian confirmed the presence of the bird flu. The doctor says the worry is that the flu will become another pandemic.
That this particular bird flu could, you know, infect a human and could mutate and become something more serious.
The bird flu cannot be passed from human to human. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Great River, Long Island.
Hey, everybody. We've got some news from over at MetLife to tell you about. The Jets have reportedly hired their next head coach. 1010 Winds executive editor Kyle McMorrow wasn't available, so Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn has agreed to take the reins for gangrene, according to the AP. Glenn headed up the Lions defense for the past 4 years. Again, Aaron Glenn named as the new Jets head coach. We'll see what happens here. All right.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.